Okay, so what made you decide to go to the event today? Like, both events, really?
Well, I'm very aware of the Poetry Festival. I attended the festival 2 years ago, and I was excited when I saw the programme for this year. And I was particularly excited as a bilingual person and somebody who was particularly interested in Germany, that actually Jan Wagner was invited as a representation of modern German poetry. So that was a great excitement for me. But I'm very interested in poetry and in writing, so all of it, and the program looked really exciting and very versatile and very outward looking, which I like.
Great. What's your favourite German word, either from the poem this morning or any generally?
Geistesgegenwart.
What does that mean?
Yeah. It was interesting this morning, they looked at a word, it was something like Gleichgültigkeit, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which you can either take linguistically as taking the two words and what they mean, like, which we had explained this morning.
Yeah.
But Geistesgegenwart, Gegenwart is presence, and Geist is a word that's actually quite difficult to translate into English, because it's a mixture of intellectualism, of intellectual... coupled with a spiritual element. So it's the presence of all that.
Sure. So what did you think of the event this morning, and what interpretation of the poem did you support?
Oh, I'm trying to avoid that, and I was actually totally, as a person who was very interested in everything, I was delighted that people decided not to vote. But I'm quite happy to make a comment. I was impressed, as a translator myself, I was very impressed, obviously, by the translation of these extremely gifted translators. For the emotional content and the sheer sound and melody of the poem, I really preferred I'm embarrassed by not remembering the name, but it was, I think, Professor Lieder, probably.
Professor,
I think she must be a professor.
Karen Lieder, yes.
I like that immensely, and I made a comment actually in the end. There was a discussion at the end, and I made a comment on that, what that poem, in the way that she's translated it, meant to me, because actually the emotional content came over very strongly, and she actually said, very interestingly, that she wanted the first line and the last line to rhyme, and that I found that extremely poetic as well. Mm. I also very much liked the other translation, which was more cerebral, I think, and more research-based, because I had no idea to how much length somebody would go in order to interpret a poem in that way. So I found them both very satisfying, very interesting, but for different reasons.
Sure, okay. And finally, what do you think generally about translating poems from German into English?
Well, I could tell you a lot about that, because I've been concerned with translation, not only of poetry, but of prose, etc. And I had, as somebody who came from Germany and then started living in England, I'm very conversant with having to translate. What I feel with poetry particularly is the problem, if you want to be a purist, I think it is actually quite difficult, because you want to pay respect for the person whose creative work it is. That's mm-hmm. how I feel. I feel, for instance, if I'm translating a Rilke poem, who's very famous, I want to actually do justice to what he, in his century, wanted to say. The modern attitude, though, appears now to be that you can actually take a poem and impose your own interpretation, to some extent at least, much more than that used to be the case. I think translating presents a problem, because you're not only translating words, you're actually translating from one culture to another. Mm. And there are some words in the German language where it is very, very difficult to actually find an equivalent in England, because the emotional intelligence in England is very different from the emotional intelligence in Germany. And I find that is something I really admire, somebody who can manage to do that. Who can just, particularly if it's an emotional poem, to actually get the gist of that sentiment and that feeling and the melody and, you know, the thing that makes a poem, to actually transpose that, I would say, from one language and from one culture to another. This is the art of poetry. Because in the end, you don't want to just you don't want to just translate and transmit
yes.
from one language to another, but you want it to be a poem.
Mm.
You know, otherwise
yes.
it would be very dire.
You want the feelings behind it and
absolutely.
The emotions.
Absolutely,
yeah, indeed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think so. That's the exciting part of poetry. And if I can just say in a gist what I found exciting this morning, particularly,
sure.
as I said in my little discussion afterwards. One of the translators actually explained that she or he looks at an original poem as something like a diamond. I've forgotten the image that was used, but it was something like a diamond. Do you remember what was used?
Like a galaxy, universe.
No, it wasn't a galaxy. It was one thing that reflects lots of other things.
Oh, yeah, one of the guy...
Never mind, it's like yes. a diamond.
Yes.
And so if you look at the original poem as a diamond, and then the poet is reacting to the reflection of what the diamond reflects and giving his own response
yes,
to that.
Yes, the interpretations change as it goes, as
absolutely.
More people read it, yes.
And that is such an... That, I would say, is a really, really brilliant interpretation of translating. And I then extend it in the discussion. I extend it that same image to so if you've got the original poem and you've got the translator who's reacting to the diamond mm-hmm. in all its different reflections,
yes.
trying to verbalize it, and then you've got the listener or the reader of the poem who's doing exactly the same again, because to that person the translation is then the diamond. And depending on your education, your sensitivities, and your perception of things, you will also put a different interpretation on it again, which is exciting. And it's really, in a sense, translating poetry is very much the same as interpreting abstract art, I would say. It takes us onto another discussion.